Welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, your window into the world of learning and discovery. Supported by Akata Learn, your lifelong education companion. Today, we're delving into the timeless wisdom of The Secret, What Great Leaders Know and Do by Ken Blanchard and Mark Miller. This captivating leadership fable is an eye-opening journey through the world of servant leadership, where we explore the life and career of Debbie Brewster, a newly promoted executive striving to become an effective leader. She seeks the guidance of her mentor, Jeff Brown, who unveils the secret to exceptional leadership, serving others. Throughout the book, you'll discover the importance of five fundamental principles, encapsulated in the acronym SERVE. S. See the future. E. Engage and develop others. R. Reinvent continuously. V. Value results and relationships. E. Embody the values. Let's dive into each of these principles. S. See the future. It's important for every leader to have a clear vision for the future and what he or she wants to accomplish. When everyone knows and understands the vision, it makes it easier to come up with ways to get there and to decide when opportunities are not in line with that path. E. Engage and develop others. The key word in this practice is people. Recruitment and selection of people to join the team is often overlooked by leaders. To create environments where people are wholeheartedly invested in the vision, you need more than just warm bodies. Communicating vision begins with the recruiting process. Can you communicate to a potential hire the vision and values of your organization? Do they naturally fit with those values? Once on the team, it is the leader's responsibility to invest in and develop the people they've brought together. R. Reinvent continuously. This point is more salient for leaders in business organizations, because any business that is not continuously reinventing itself is dying. Product revenue streams will only last for so long. Dedicating time to figuring out how to get more per worker output by introducing new technology will go a long way to maximizing the impact a leader can have. Also, by improving on processes and killing those that aren't helpful, the leader can maintain a streamlined team and efficient working environment. V. Value results and relationships. Results without relationships breeds frustration. Relationships without results breeds complacency. Great leaders are able to cultivate both. Ultimately, successful leadership involves both people and performance. If either of these values are not produced, it will undermine long-term performance. Most people tend to think of business life as being in a vacuum. Workers show up on Monday and leave on Friday. However, employees are not robots. They do other things during their non-work hours and have thoughts, feelings, and aspirations. By understanding your coworkers or employees, you can help understand what may be affecting their performance, whether that is positive or negative. You will also be able to better align their own aspirations and values with the goals of your company. Naturally, results should always matter more than titles in any company. The organization should be a meritocracy to ensure continued performance. E. Embody the values. Finally, the best way to establish trust and credibility with your followers is to embody the values of your organization. If you're saying that you appreciate strong customer service, but never reward it, or you praise an action that goes against that value, it will make people skeptical about other promises, values, and plans you make. Honesty is synonymous with congruency. If your thoughts or words are incongruent with your actions, it will erode trust and make people question whether or not you mean what you say. Without this fundamental relationship, it will be impossible to effectively lead your organization to new horizons or through choppy waters. The Secret takes readers on a journey through its chapters, offering practical advice and heartfelt stories that drive these principles home. Chapter 1. The Secret Revealed. This chapter introduces the concept of servant leadership, emphasizing the transformative power of focusing on the needs of others. Chapter 2. The Big Cheese. The authors use a story about a cheese company to illustrate the importance of leaders who prioritize serving others. Chapter 3. The Secret Ingredient. The authors explain that the secret ingredient of servant leadership is love, which involves genuinely caring for others and seeking their best interests. Chapter 4. The Recipe. The authors provide a framework for implementing servant leadership, including listening, empathizing, healing, awareness, persuasion, conceptualization, foresight, stewardship, commitment to the growth of people, and building community. Chapter 5. The Kitchen. The authors emphasize the importance of creating a culture of servant leadership within an organization, which requires modeling the behavior and values of servant leadership and providing opportunities for others to practice it. Chapter 6. The Meal. The authors discuss the benefits of servant leadership, including increased employee engagement, loyalty, and productivity, as well as improved customer satisfaction and financial performance. Chapter 7. The Lasting Legacy. The authors encourage leaders to focus on leaving a lasting legacy by investing in the growth and development of others and building a culture of servant leadership that will endure beyond their tenure. Chapter 8, The Secret Lives On. The authors conclude by emphasizing the importance of continuing to practice servant leadership and sharing its principles with others, in order to create a better world for all. The Secret offers actionable steps for leaders, some of which are: leaders can learn to shift their focus from themselves to their employees and customers. They can learn to listen to their employees, understand their needs, and create a work environment that fosters growth and development. The authors suggest that leaders should model the behavior they want to see in their employees. This means leading by example and demonstrating the qualities of a servant leader, such as humility, empathy, and a willingness to serve others. The authors suggest that organizations should invest in training and development programs to help their leaders become better servant leaders. This can include workshops, coaching, and mentoring programs that focus on developing the skills and behaviors necessary to lead with a servant's heart. Let's wrap up with some powerful quotes from the book. Great leaders don't become great in a moment, or in a month or a year. They become great leaders one day at a time throughout their lifetimes. You'll never finish. Leadership is about taking people from one place to another. One of a leader's top priorities must be to assure that the team knows where you're headed. Great leaders are always interested in ways to enhance their own knowledge and skills. The very best leaders are learners. The way to maximize your results as a leader is to have high expectations for both results and relationships. The best teachers are always those who know they haven't got it figured out. The most successful leaders are those who are willing to serve others. The secret of leadership is simple: do what you love, love what you do, and treat others the way you want to be treated. Leadership is not a position or title, it is action and example. The best leaders are those who inspire others to be their best selves. The secret to effective leadership is to focus on developing the potential of those around you. Leadership is not about being the best, it's about bringing out the best in others. The greatest leaders are those who are humble, compassionate, and committed to serving others. The secret to success as a leader is to create a culture of trust, respect, and collaboration. Leadership is not about being perfect, it's about being authentic and willing to learn and grow. And that's a wrap for this episode of Between the Lines. We hope you've enjoyed this deep dive into The Secret by Ken Blanchard and Mark Miller. Remember, leadership isn't a destination, it's a journey. Stay inspired, keep serving, and lead with your heart.